भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 20 टाइटल द रेनी सीजन एंड ऑटम टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। सर्वस्वं जलदा हित्वा विरेजुः शुभ्रः वर्चसः यता त्याक्त एषना संतः मुनया मुक्ता किल्बिषा। सर्वस्वं जलदाहित्वा व्रेजो शुभ्रवर्चसा यता तक्तैशनै संता मुनयो मुक्ता किल्बिषा। सर्वस्वं जलदाहित्वा विरेजो शुभवर्चसा यता त्याक्ता शना शांता मुनयो मुक्ता किल्बिषा। सर्वस्वं जलदाहित्वा विरेजो शुभ्रवर्चसा यता त्याक्ता शना शांता मुनयो मुक्ता किल्बिषा। सर्वस्वम् Everything they possess, jalada, the clouds, itva, having given up, virejuhu, shown forth, shubhra, pure, varchasaha, their effulgence, yatha, just as. Tyakta eshanaha, who have given up all desires. Shantaha, pacified. Munaya, sages. Mukta kilbishaha, freed from evil propensities. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The clouds, having given up all they possessed, shone forth with purified effulgence, just like peaceful sages who have given up all material desires and are thus free of all sinful propensities. When the clouds are filled with water, they are dark and cover the sun's rays. Just as the material mind of an impure man covers the soul shining within. But when the clouds pour down their rain, they become white and then brilliantly reflect the shining sun. Just as a man who gives up all material desires and sinful propensities becomes purified and then brilliantly reflects his own soul and the supreme soul within. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhuya Evacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So the clouds, having given up all they possess, shone forth with purified effulgence. Just like peaceful sages who have given up all material desires and are thus free of all sinful propensities. So we are reading from chapter 20, titled The Rainy Season and Autumn, from Srimad Bhagavatam, where there's description about the nature which is so beautiful. The seasons are changing, and everything which happens, unless we have the vision which acharyas have given, which may appear very ordinary, but then today's verse, it talks about the clouds. And the Lord is very kind that when He wants to give some instructions, He is giving through something which we can relate. Of course, faith means to see things, or it is the evidence of things which we can't see. That's what is faith. But then for us to relate, that we daily see, and through that the Lord wants to give us knowledge. So clouds during rainy season, I'm sure we are not so observant because we are caught up with so many of our other anxieties. But it is very easy, even in a city like Mumbai, we can see the clouds, especially during rainy season. It is dark, but then it is covering something which is beyond. But here it is said that the water which is there in the clouds, when they give up, of course in the form of rain, obviously, so then the cloud has another color. That is what we see when it is not raining or in the autumn. It's a white cloud, the same cloud, but now it's white. But when it is filled with water, rainy season, it is dark. So here, of course, the analogy sometimes is, here it is said, the water. Now the same analogy somewhere else, it is said that water is pure. But here it is said that water is like material desires. Someone gives up that all water, he starts signing. So analogies cannot be stretched further, but the essence is to give us the message. So different acharyas can see in a different way. So we have heard that the rainwater is pure, which comes down and gets contaminated and we become impure. We also hear that the clouds are merciful, samsara dhava nalalida loka, and they pour on this material existence, which is just like forest fire. But still, the point is, clouds is something which we can focus on, which we can also understand. Whether it is clouds, or it is mist, or it is fog, or it is illusion, or it is maya, we all can understand that something is covering. Something is covering what? Covering our inner nature, which is there within. We are not able to see it. What we can see now is what we are experiencing. It is there within. Shastra says, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Koroi Udhai. It is already there within, but why are we not able to see it? And what are we seeing now? We can also feel now, but it is like something coming through the clouds. When the cloud is dark, still you can see some illumination, you can see. Maybe sometimes borders, or some type of hazy light we can see. So we are also experiencing that. Now what is coming through that pure nature, which is pure otherwise, very pure. When it is coming through, or it is filtered through, we see it through our mind, or we experience through our mind. What do we experience? Lamentation, hankering, isn't it? Rejection, people whom we like, we don't like, friends, enemies, conflicts, controversies, frustration. We can go on naming. Envy, what to speak about, of course, lust, greed. But the same thing which is pure, But when it is covered with all these things, so we experience this. So this is spirituality. Spirituality is defined in different ways. People talk about spirituality means something feeling good. But this goes far beyond feeling good. Because feeling good can be in the mode of goodness also. But here it is said, sinful propensities, to give up all sinful propensities. For example, Prabhupada says, what is sin? Now we may say that, well, we are not sinful. I am following four regulatory principles. I am not sinful. But Prabhupada says, any activities we do disconnected from Krishna, that Krishna is not there. Even though if you are a very pious man, you are giving charity. But then the charity has some motive. Then you are a sinful person. So the more sinful activities we do, what is the result? We get more attracted to illusory power. Things which are not true, we get attracted to them. Now this is the connection. So when it is said they are free from all sinful propensities, we should understand the definition of what is exactly sin. So this is how the analogy cannot be stretched. So this is an understanding that we all have ecstasy within. We have bliss within, but then because there is a cloud covering, and that is why we don't experience, so that results in only frustration. Because of that we see that nature otherwise is very beautiful. Even in city like Mumbai, if you just go into the suburb, immediately you see that the fragrance and the fresh air, you feel very nice. You just go beyond Borivali, Daisar, towards Vasai. You see there is a fragrance in the air. And there is some soothing feeling. This is what is nature. Otherwise, nature is always very close to the heart. It is very close to the soul. So people like to go and stay in nature. Because you feel some presence of the Supreme Lord. But then because you are attached to other activities, then you can't stay there for long. But truth is there is some connection. You see in the green pasture land, you see a cow grazing, and the breeze. Immediately there is some feeling of, you know, solace. That is nature. But then in this book, which is Real Wisdom, is a book. So Radhanath Maharaj says about, in the history, one of the biggest disaster, man-made disaster, is in the Gulf of Mexico. Now what disaster it is? Deep down in the ocean, there is a hole. How deep it is? It's more than a mile. Now from this hole, there is thousands of tons of oil pouring out. Now this oil is contaminating the ocean. So it is said for another several hundreds of years, you cannot come back to normal ecology in that area. So what is the solution? Someone has to go and close the hole. But the oil refinery, they are saying it is too deep. It will not be able to close. The point is, even if they close it, but if the hole which is there in the heart, now there is a hole in the heart, through that hole also toxic things are coming out. We can relate to ourselves, and it is contaminating the consciousness. So even if that hole is filled up, but if this hole is not filled, it's just a question of time that there will be one more hole coming up somewhere. You patch up this, Why? Because exploitation of nature is done by human beings. It is not animals. Because of own selfish interest, lust, greed. It is a human being's who then. So many years back, once Radhanath Maharaj met one minister. Of course, she was Indira Gandhi's daughter-in-law. She is still very active. She is active now also, cruelty of animals. And she met Maharaj at the airport. So naturally, she was very much, you know, thinking that she is the one who is doing the best for environment. So the first question to Maharaj was that, what are you people doing for this? Because so much of deforestation happening, trees are unnecessarily cut down. For your information, she is very active for cow protection also. She is doing something very good. She is really supporting that cows should not be killed. So that time she, so what are you doing? What are you people doing? Because she was very concerned about deforestation. So I remember Maharaj saying about that. Sir, we cut down the trees of lust, greed, envy within the heart of people. And we plant seeds of love and compassion. So this is how we are contributing to the environment. I don't know whether she understood. But the point is, nature, ecology, this science. So the bottom line, I mean the truth is what is said here, that there is a cloud covering our heart. That is why we are deprived of what we should be experiencing. So we have been hearing about Vrindavan pastimes yesterday. Radha Dyuti Prabhu was giving us a very comprehensive the whole thing right from beginning, what things happened, the significance. So this cloud, what we call, is also in two forms. We have heard about it. That is, one is Yoga Maya and another is Mahamaya. Now both are in a cloud form, covering the real nature. Real nature. Real nature is pure. But even your real nature can be covered. But the Yoga Maya, what it does is, it brings you closer to Krishna. It intensifies to that extent that you don't see Krishna as Krishna. So that is again like a cloud. So they see Krishna covered boys. They see him like their friend. They say that I can defeat you. They joke with him. And they have fun with him. Like it seems, once it so happened, one covered boy came and said that, Krishna, I have the best sweet meal. It is prepared by, you know, honey, yogurt, milk, crystallized. And Krishna will open his mouth. And instead of putting the sweet, this boy will put a flower inside. Now flowers are very fragrant, but they are not good to taste. So when Krishna will taste that, he will make a very contorted face and everyone will laugh. Now what is this laughing mode? This is hasyaras. They are fun, enjoying with Krishna. But this is Yoga Maya. They don't see it's Krishna. But even Arjuna saw Krishna. When he saw Virat Roop, he was not in a mood to joke with Krishna. Where is the question about laughing with Krishna? Arjuna was trembling with fear, with so much reverence. So that is also, of course, Yoga Maya, which is revealing to him what is truth. But Mahamaya, the one illusion which we are talking about, is the one which covers up like a cloud, dense, fog, mist. How much you try to penetrate, it's very difficult. Because it is energy of Krishna. Only Krishna can remove it. Not through our own endeavor. Unless Krishna wants, he can remove. The most difficult task for anyone is to remove that cloud, or in other words, in the form of false ego, where we identify ourselves that this is mine, this is for my enjoyment, or in other words, all attachments what we have developed here, to give up that is not so easy. And here it is said that unless you give up that real shininess of the soul will not be pursued. So, we have seen that how in this Vrindavan pastime, just for understanding that how just a desire, you know, just a desire to please Krishna is to make the person very beautiful. Just because a person is desiring to serve Krishna. It is said that the women of the heavenly planets are beautiful. Vaikuntha women are still more beautiful, but they can't compare with the beauty of gopis. Now, what is so great about the beauty of gopis? Because gopis had only one desire, to just please Krishna. So when they had their desire to please Krishna, it was manifesting also on their body. Krishna was to see them so beautiful. Of course, Krishna would like to enjoy the love which they have. It is not the body. Of course, these are transcendental bodies, but it is a love. So the point is, when this desire is there to serve Krishna, it is very natural that it will also reflect on this body. Prabhupada would be asked, how do you identify your disciples? Prabhupada would say that they are perfect gentlemen. Or many times, people in the airport, they would see this clean shaved tilak, cleanly dressed and well behaved. Because the desire to serve Krishna naturally is to also bring that beauty. So what if all the covering goes away? How beautiful it will be. Just imagine. So when we hear about these sages who have given up all material desires, we can obviously think about Prabhupada. So it is said that a devotee is like water. Now here again, water is mentioned, but it is in the form of material desires. But water by nature is pure. There are three qualities to water which can be related to a devotee. One is, the water is very transparent. The water is very pure. And the water also makes sound, which is very soothing. So when Prabhupada was here, Prabhupada was walking with this type of driving force. He had only one thing, how to make everyone happy. Because there was no contamination in his heart. There is no question about any conflicts. No hankering, no lamentation. Only driving force is how to make people. This is the greatest miracle what Prabhupada did. Of course, in the Himalayas, there are people who do mystic things, you know, getting shilas and ash, or they can read the mind. Amazing things they can do. But what Prabhupada did was, by his purity, he would penetrate people's, that cloud-like consciousness, and dissipate that and bring out something which was there within him. So that is why he never ever discarded anyone, because he could see it, because he had clear eyes, his mind was clear, so he could see everything clear. Everyone potentially he was seeing as part and parcel of Krishna. So he had compassion. Now you may wonder, oh, it's only for Prabhupada. Where Prabhupada was asked, so he said that, well, even you can do that. You just follow what is there given in my books, so you can also. It is said that even animal can, if animal follows it. What to speak about human being? If an animal follows it, even animal can do it. So that is the power of Prabhupada's. So these three qualities, how do we know that, you know, how Prabhupada, transparent means real clear clarity. So once one lady came to Prabhupada and she asked, Prabhupada, can you recommend Bhagavad Gita? There are so many Bhagavad Gitas. Which one should I read? So Prabhupada immediately realized that most of the Bhagavad Gitas which are available, they were all misleading. So he himself wrote. And his Bhagavad Gita were so clear. Before he went, there were more than 600 editions of Bhagavad Gita in US. And people were scholars. They knew verses. But no one became devotees. But one clear, transparent clarity who read Bhagavad Gita as it is, their life transformed. This is the power. And of course, water also makes some very soothing sound. Prabhupada himself used to say that when I used to hear Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaking, I used to not understand what he was speaking. But then, it was so soothing, those words used to come. Why? Because when the heart is pure, whatever comes out through the mouth or through the eyes or through any senses, the way a person behaves, acts, he is connecting everyone to the spiritual world. Just by Prabhupada's glance, people would become devotees. Just he sees, he smiles, and their heart is transformed. I mean, you may say, how is it possible? So Prabhupada himself, when he was there, people would criticize his disciples, and Prabhupada will be speaking. People were sometimes sleeping. So someone would say that, Prabhupada, your disciples are sleeping. And Prabhupada say, even if they are hearing 5%, see what has happened to their life. But you have been attentively hearing, but what is happening in your life? So this was the power of Prabhupada's sound words, because the driving force within us, compassion, his only thing was just help everyone. So the words also had the same power. As far as purity is concerned, you know that water is very pure. You just touch and it becomes pure. So Prabhupada had that purity. You remember that that lady who came, she wanted to meet Prabhupada. And she came to the temple, and she was, of course, a lady who was dressed up in all modern dress. She had a different type of hairdo, her hair dress and makeup. So when she entered the temple, the devotees, they said, oh, she is totally in Maya. So no one was going to willing to go. And she came and asked, is Prabhupada there? So people were not so, you know, to see her there. No, Prabhupada is not there. She could feel it, that, you know, she was not very welcome because the way she was dressed up. So she went back and she was keeping in touch always. When is Swamiji coming? So when she came to know that Swamiji has come, she came back again to the temple. Again she was dressed up like this, and people were keeping a distance from her. That she's dressed up like this. This was in US. She went and met Prabhupada. And as soon as Prabhupada saw her, he said, you look so beautiful. Now Prabhupada could do that. So when he said, you look so beautiful, I don't know what Prabhupada saw. Because we don't have the vision what he saw. So obviously, when he said that you look so beautiful, now her heart was touched. She, the very next day, she came to the temple dressed up in sari and traditional hairstyle, which anyone else would have tried, it would have been a disaster, you know, to tell her. They were saying that she is totally in Maya. This is purity which comes from within. There is no cloud. Pure. There is one more lady who is a very senior disciple still. She used to say that as a teenager, I used to run around Prabhupada. Wherever Prabhupada used to go, you know, I used to be after a jump from the vehicle. And one day Prabhupada stopped. And he said, do you know that you are a woman? So, I mean, you can try this. You go and try. Do you know that you are a woman? Now Prabhupada said, do you know that you are a woman? But that's all, finish. She was in miniskirt that time. Prabhupada said, do you know you are a woman? He meant because she was wearing a miniskirt. Do you know that you are a woman? See the purity. And she is a very advanced senior devotee. So this is how a devotee is compared to water, which is very transparent, which is very pure, and which makes very nice soothing sound. You see the fountain, when it makes water, you hear it. Many apartments nowadays, they have artificial waterfalls. Why? Because everyone likes that sound. So it is compared to that when someone is speaking. So Prabhupada says, disciples, even if you are not understanding Hindi, no problem, just sit. And many of them would sit. Because they would see that the words are coming, you know, it's coming from his heart, what type of heart it is, love and compassion. So the words are coming, even if you don't understand, that sound vibration is carrying that same love and compassion. And those who are hearing that sound, they are also getting purified, even if you don't understand. That is the reason why it is said that you should not be hearing from person whose consciousness is something very contradictory. Or in other words, Mayavadi. So when Mayavadi also speaks the same philosophy, exactly like this, he can talk about Krishna's pastimes, he can mesmerize people, because he is such a professional speaker, but in his heart, he is thinking that, Aham Brahmasmi, I am that supreme. So that same consciousness will also come to the person who is hearing. So it has been warned that should not be hearing in God. So Prabhupada, of course, he did several things, but just one thing I am just remembering is how Prabhupada, by his compassion, related to these words, which is saying that, you know, because there is no covering, how he transformed people's. So there is this one Prabhupada disciple, a lady again, her name was Kunti. Now she was such a dynamic, enthusiastic devotee, disciple, and she had cancer. And the cancer started spreading. And this, it was spreading so fast, and she had excruciating pain. Only she knew about it. And I don't know who came to know about it. Because the nature, the doctor said that this cancer is very painful. But she was just smiling, laughing, encouraging others. So she became so famous. The doctors, they said that her body is completely in a mess, except for her consciousness. This is what the doctor said. Her consciousness is the only one. The body is totally in a mess. So the newspaper, TV people came. So they wanted to come and interview her, that how is it that you are like this? So she very laughingly, she is saying that, why I am so happy? I am going. She is not bothered about the body. She is completely detached from the body. She is happily, she is just waiting, but encouraging others. Say, I am going back to Krishna. She is just anticipating, waiting that, just now I am going to meet. Obviously, unless it is there, how can, in that state, how can anyone be? So this is what is real consciousness, pure consciousness which we all have within our heart, but we have covered it up with all our own misdeeds, and now we are struggling. Mana shastra indriyani, you know, prakriti stani karshati, we are struggling, friction, and then you say that, where is there happiness? Why there is no happiness? So this is a solution. I mean, people are groping all over the world. You know, what is the problem? The problem is within. It is there, solution. And Prabhupada demonstrated how in one person, there are several such stories. So this one person, near death, terminal illness, and she is behaving like this. How did it happen? Because of Prabhupada. Prabhupada removed that cloud. And of course, the sincerity of the devotee. She surrendered, she followed, and she experienced from within the joy. See, in our hospital we have a palliative care department. Now the palliative, many of you may have not heard, this is a very speciality which is not very popular in India. There are very few centers, but in US there are hospitals. So much of, you know, millions of dollars are spent on these type of institutes where only terminally ill patients, where there is nothing to be done. Like in here it's in Hindi mein bolte na, jawab de diya hai doctor ne, abhi kuch nahi karna hai. So these patients, they are prepared. But it's not so easy. When a person comes to know that he is going to die very soon, if you have clouded consciousness, what will be the first reaction? Shock. You don't want to accept. I don't believe it. And then, when you know that it is true, you become angry. The next thing is you become angry. Why did this happen to me? So they have to go through all these stages to bring that patient. He becomes shocked, he is angry, then he starts negotiating. He try to find out, there must be some medicine, some solution, maybe there is hope. But then when he realizes that no, now it's a losing battle, he goes into depression. And then later, if you are successful, he comes to the level that where he accepts. Okay, but that is the success of any palliative care. A person who is terminally ill, he accepts. Now if you can take him to that level, you are successful. So Prabhupada did this just by his association. This is real science. He made people conquer death. When you talk about conquering death. So education, as it is said, real education, this word is from Greek. Education means, educaria means to draw from within. So what to draw from within? Which is there within. But it is covered. Which is there in every one of us. Draw from within. Draw it out. That is real education. And if you have that, then you are fearless. Otherwise, all material, so-called information, knowledge, whether it is computers, chemistry, physics, maths, technology, so much information. It will be just like that, the skit we do very often in the temple, the boatman and the scholar. The scholar had all the information, everything he knew about, the weather, to the he had everything, so much knowledge. And this boatman, he didn't know anything about this knowledge. He didn't know anything. And when there was problems, so real life problems when it comes, which will come in everyone's life, this knowledge is of no use. It is not going to help you. So this boatman, when there was storm, which was like a challenge, crisis, difficulty, he had all the knowledge, but he could not swim. And this boatman, he didn't know anything about it, but he knew to swim. So he just easily swam across. So this is how you can think. Mother Kunti, she was a lady. She may not be a great scholar, she may not be very well known, but she knew how to swim across this ocean of birth and death. She crossed over. So this is the difference of, you know, so-called very attractive type of, so much information is there, but then it is not going to help. Of course, we use it for Krishna's service, there is no doubt. Otherwise, it is just an entanglement, just like the fly. The fly sees so many attractive things. It sees all smooth surfaces. It wants to go and rest there, or it wants to go somewhere else, rest there. But it sees the spider web also something very soft. It wants to go and rest there also. Spider web. So when the light which is coming, which is pure, when it comes through the clouded consciousness, also it is giving some hopes. Some illumination is there, no? When it's coming through the cloud. And that gives some false hopes and happiness. Oh, this is what it is. Let me hold on to this. But the truth is, it is just like this fly this looks attractive, this, and sometimes it, even the spider web also looks attractive, very soft, and he goes and lands there thinking this is very soft, I am comfortable. And then there is just the question of time, that entanglement, and the more you try to struggle, the more you are trapped. So the more you try, more you are trapped. So only someone from outside with this purity, with this knowledge, when he penetrates that misconception, he can come out. So today's verse, it says, the clouds, having given up all their possess, shone forth with purified effulgence, just like a peaceful sage who has given up all material desires and are thus free from all sinful activities. So this is how we are very fortunate that Prabhupada was here. This has not been given otherwise for many. Anarpita charim. Never in the history it was so easily given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy coming through Prabhupada. Just through his pure consciousness is distributing to everyone. Whoever is willing to accept, he can also cross over this fearful, anxiety-filled life and become happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Few minutes are there. Anyone has any comments on today's topic or any question? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.